Well, hey, welcome to day 27 here at 30X. You know, day 27, it's like, hey, we're almost there. There's so much that we've learned and so much we've gone over. And as we looked at yesterday, becoming a leader of self in your community, some of these decisions are going to be starting to weigh on you because it's like, hang on, I got so much to think about where do I want my life to go? What do I want my categories, roles, and goals? What are my vision, my dreams, all of this stuff? Listen, don't panic about it. Let it sit. If it's getting too much, let it sit. It'll come clear as we go through. You might even, when we get to the end of 30X, want to go back and do 30X all over again so that you can get some more clarity around each of the areas. Or maybe just pick 5 or 6 of the subjects you want to go back and watch again. Day 27. What we're going to look at today is a follow-on from our leadership position, and that is the strategy of charisma. People sort of think, you know, who is the leader and how is charisma a part of leadership? And we look at some of the best leaders over time and think, where did they develop their charisma? Or is it a natural thing? Are you born with it? Is it something that just happens? No, no, and no. Charismatic people, and if you think in your life of who are the most charismatic people that you know, who are the people that you know that are, you know, the ones that have the charm. I mean, it's like there's a charm offensive from these people, but it's not fake in any way, shape, or form. They're extremely likable. It's like everyone likes this person. What is it? You know, everyone seems to like the person. They have like a magnetic feel. It's like a level of influence they have that is just a natural feeling. And when you walk into the room and you meet someone with this level of charisma, and you start thinking, wow, this is the thing. I remember the first time I ever got to meet a gentleman by the name of General Schwarzkopf. You might remember him, General Norman Schwarzkopf. First time I met General Schwarzkopf, he was still in the military, and he was giving a speech that I was attending and listening to, and thought, wow, this is fantastic. And he was in uniform, and oh my goodness, was there a presence and a level of charisma. It was almost like, whoa, that dude is scary. But he was magnanimous, and in a way that you just sat there and went, oh my. You know, just being in his presence was a phenomenal feeling. Second time I got to meet him, he was also giving a speech, but this time he'd retired from the military, and now he's wearing a suit and tie, and you went and met with him, and still had the same level of charisma, just wasn't quite as scary without the uniform type thing. And I sat there and I thought about, what is it about charisma? What is it about him that led you to the point of thinking, oh my goodness, this person has a presence that is just felt the moment you walk in, the moment you see them. Is it what I've learned about them in the past? Is it what I think about them? Is it my preconceived notions that are getting me there? And then I started to study charisma. I read a whole bunch of articles, a whole bunch of books on the subject. And I think that the interesting thing, the book, The Charisma Myth, when you start sitting down and start thinking about where does charisma come from and is it something that can be learned? Is it a skill that we can develop? And ultimately what I started to learn and what I started to notice is yes, 100% the charisma can be learned. It can be understood. And it really is such a powerful thing. Now, here's the flip side to most people's thinking of charisma. Charisma is not about you. Okay, it's not about how you feel about you. It's not about anything about you. It's about how you make others feel about themselves. A charismatic person is one who makes the other people in the room or the individual they are with feel great about themselves. They build others to feel good. They make everyone around them feel amazing. And it's like, how do they make you feel amazing? Well, and by the way, they're not always necessarily the positional leader, okay? The most charismatic person doesn't necessarily need to be the CEO of the company or the coach of the team or the leader of the team, the captain type thing. There's often a more charismatic member of the team or a more charismatic person, but they're not positional leaders. They're just charisma leaders, and they give everyone around them a feeling of confidence. See, if you were with someone who was highly charismatic, the way you would notice is you start to feel better about you. You start to gain more confidence. And in many ways, you start to feel like you're the only person in the room. They're with you 100%. all of the stories of past President Bill Clinton were one of how, and forget politics, just think of this as a lesson in charisma. The stories of how he would make you feel like you were the only person in the world when he was with you. He would give you his attention in such a way that you felt. And there were even members of the opposing party who would say about President Clinton, I hated him before I met him. I hated it after I met him. But it was impossible to hate the guy when you were in his presence. And see, that is what charisma really does. It's about a person who makes you feel so important, so great, so confident that they are with you and only you. Now, let's flip this over for a second. Think about the opposite of this. The person that's always on their phone when they're with you. The person that's always looking out the window. The person that's always trying to come up with something different to talk about or dump something to do. The person that's always fidgeting and not there with you. They're not present with you. That you wouldn't describe that person as charismatic. Okay? And so, whilst charisma seems like the person is larger than life and the person is that great, it just felt like when I met General Schwarzkopf, it's like, wow, I'm in the presence of greatness. And the crazy thing was, I left there feeling so much better about me that I really understood what charisma looked like, because it wasn't about him feeling better about him. It was about him making sure everyone around him felt better about themselves. And if you ever get to watch this, General Schwarzkopf, thank you for teaching me that lesson. So when we start to think about charisma, and actually also thank you for getting me to want to study charisma and understand it, because I think that's an important thing. The charismatic person, all the studies come back with, and the charisma myth comes back with three main attributes that give someone a level of charisma. So we're going to take a look at each of these and start to understand where they come from and how you can follow in the footsteps of the most charismatic people and learn to be as charismatic as you want to be. Learn to have that presence in a room where people are just drawn to you and want to be a part of your world and want to help you achieve your goals and the things you want to achieve. That's what charisma is all about. Great leadership is one thing. Charismatic leadership is a whole other level. So let's start with the three main aspects that we look at for it. And it's a real interesting understanding that presence is number one on the list, okay? Presence, being there with you, being present, as we've already learned in 30X, the ability to be present. But presence is a bit bigger than the word being present. Presence is not just about that they are there with you in the moment and feeling like they're in the moment with you in the room and concentrating on you and giving you their full attention. Presence is greater than that. They have a larger presence than just being there. Their energy, the way they carry themselves, the positioning they hold within the room, they feel different and they know they bring that presence. As we examine and understand presence, we'll then move to step two, because we're going to get about 12 or 13 things for presence we got to learn. Then we look at part two, which is power. There is a level of power that that person holds, and it's not necessarily positional power. So we'll discuss that, and we'll take a little bit of it, and we'll take a look at that again, probably half a dozen things within that one. And then third is warmth, okay? Third is they have a level of warmth that makes you feel comfortable, a level of warmth that makes you feel good about you and good in their presence. So, they're the three main things, presence, power, and warmth. And let's take a look at all three of them so that we can understand how to build more charisma into our life so that we can have more influence out there in the world. We can have stronger leadership skills. See, when you are that person who has that magnetic ability to convince people and move people and help people and influence them with the way you want, the world starts to open up to you. I think 30X Life is about having a charismatic leadership style that definitely gets there. Now, same as yesterday, a lot of what we've already talked about is about helping you build this. So we're building on all of the activities you've done so far in 30X, your I am statements, your goals, your dreams, the vision of where you want to be with your life. All these things are building to this point. And you'll notice that with the next 2-3 days as well, everything is building upon itself. So let's start with presence, okay? What is it that gives someone presence? First thing I notice is they have a curiosity mode, okay? They're not in an explaining mode, a teaching mode. They're in a curious mode. Someone who has presence is curious about the people around them, the situation they're in, the people they're chatting with. When people are curious and they use questions and they ask you and they dig deeper and they don't just ask you one question and then flip it into what's important about them or, oh, how are your kids? Fantastic. Oh, well, my kids are doing even greater. No, no, no. We're not talking about that stuff. We're looking at people who have a real curious mode. They really want to learn about everyone around them. They really want to learn about the world around them, the situation, the business, the events, the thing. They spend the time and energy to be curious about people. Second is the conversationalist. And again, the skills we've learned about communication, NLP, all that stuff is a part of this. A charismatic person is a great conversationalist. They have the ability to start a conversation. They have ability to change topics when they see that topic isn't working. They have ability to ask a question and lead the entire conversation in a different direction when they feel there's a level of discomfort with a topic. They have an ability to keep the conversation rolling. And again, questions are a major part of that. It really is important to understand that curious nature is of high importance. Next one, eye contact. Eye contact, not weirdo eye contact, but enough, again, as we talked about, to look at their eye color and make connection with someone. You know, the President Clinton, people said it was like he was, you know, staring, like he was drawn to you type thing. And that eye contact with someone is of vital importance for a charismatic methodology of communication. Expressive body. And a charismatic, and it's like a lot of the times people describe the Italians as more charismatic because of their expressive hand nature, you know, and it's a charisma thing that someone who is more expressive will be seen as more charismatic than someone who is less expressive. So having that nature, building that nature, and I got to tell you, for me, it was something I had to work on. I was never the person that was jumping out of my skin to go communicate. I was more wanting to sit in the background. And now, you know, as learning about being a leader and learning and wanting to be a better and stronger leader, I had to learn these charismatic traits as well. They're physically comfortable in their own body. They're physically comfortable with where they're at. They're not uncomfortable. They're not fidgeting all the time. They're not doing that stuff. They are very, very comfortable with being them, okay? And again, look at everything we've been doing within 30X about helping you become the strongest and best person that you want to be so you're comfortable as you when you go into a situation. You won't find them on their phone in the thing. You won't find them sitting there with their cell phone out. You won't find that happening for a charismatic person. Charismatic person often has a cause for you to join. Like they want to enroll you in thinking about something. They want to enroll you in a charitable cause or a great cause or something to believe in or something to move towards. Or if it's kind of like they have a cause and it feels like they're bringing everyone along on this journey type thing. They're very good at listening. To the point where they'll nod a lot and Great. Yeah. This communication skills, again, we've already touched on this stuff, but this is a key center for a charismatic role within the world. So keep that one in mind. Fidgeting is at a low on charismatic people. They're just not fidgeters because that, again, it's a nervousness. It's a taking away from being present. You're not with the person you're with. And that's what we want to be. We want to be with that person. They'll wait to respond. I think this is a really important one. If I'm a great listener, I won't just respond immediately. I'm comfortable with that space in time. I'm comfortable with a gap of a small silence and almost to a point of allowing the other person to continue communicating and sort of just enough space to, if they're going to continue, they will continue and then respond type thing. Oh, it's quite amazing that charismatic people are better listeners than they are talkers. Now, it sort of goes against most people's philosophy on what a charismatic person would be, should be, could be. But that's in essence when all of the studies and all of the looking at charisma comes down to, how is it that you are, well, listening is highly important. Asking questions, being curious, and then listening for the answers. Digging deeper and spending more time on the answers. And the final and probably the most important one, other than being curious, is the ability to be present. To be with that person right there, right then. Not looking over their shoulder for who else you want to meet. Not thinking about where is the waiter with my drink. Not thinking about what am I going to eat now or that sort of thing. But being present with that person. Actually being in that space where you hold space for them to be the most amazing person in the room. See, the whole point of presence is that that person feels like that you believe in them, that they're confident, they know that that's going to be a part of it. And interestingly enough, when you look at, and maybe in your life you can start thinking of who are the people that are most present with you, who are the people that resemble all of those things, and how do you become more like that? How do you determine that, what skills do you need to add? What do you need to go through this list and say, you know what, probably the thing that I need most is more eye contact. Or probably the thing I need most is to be more in curious mode rather than sharing mode or teaching mode or telling my story mode. Be curious about other people and live from that so that you have more presence in that room. Power is next, okay? And power is not, you know, authoritative power. It's not wielding the power stick or, you know, that sort of thing. It's not what we mean by power in this scenario. In this scenario, what we're looking at is that they have a level of confidence, okay? And that confidence is a big part of charisma. I think that confidence is a major part of it. You know, being confident isn't necessarily about position. Being confident, as we've already discussed in 30X, is about so many other little things. But if you look at it from a charisma perspective, five major things that I would say is the start of a charismatic confidence, okay, or the power point of charisma. Number one is knowledge, okay, and the charismatic person, if I go back to, and there was a great advertising campaign here over the years done with, it was one of the beer companies that did, and it was the most interesting man in the world. And it was like they did this whole story of this amazingly charismatic character who seemed to know something about everything. Well, and it's kind of weird that, you know, if you could play a game show and answer a whole lot of questions about all crazy things that are just, you know, it seems innocuous, but it's actually part of it. The charismatic person seems to have knowledge about so many different things. So reading more stuff, watching more knowledge-based things, it definitely helps with charisma. Having more knowledge around different things helps with the confidence. It allows you to join conversations, start conversations, be a part of conversations, and have something of value to add. It allows you to ask even more intelligent questions in certain scenarios, so charisma seems higher. And I'm not talking about knowledge where, you know, it's you got to be an expert in a subject. It's more about you got to know a little about a lot. Okay, you got to know a little about a lot of different areas to be that charismatic character. And I think that the life that you've planned based on categories, roles, goals, and dreams, goals, learn, plan, act, all of these things are designed for you to help build more events, more adventures, more things into your life, and thus charisma starts to build right there and then. As I've said, a lot of what we've done so far has built you to be ready for all of this sort of stuff. I think the next thing that looks at power is how people dress, okay? How they dress, their health, their fitness, how they take care of their hair, you know, cut their fingernails, all those things. There is no two ways about it that, you know, the old song, the sharp-dressed man, you know, when people dress up, they feel better about themselves and others feel better about hanging out with them. It's just, it is part of the way the world works. It's, you know, I know for me, one of the more interesting things, and it happened just the other day, there's a great country music concert in town, and I go, and of course I got my hat and the boots and the country shirt, and people are always like, Yeah, dude, no matter what the situation, you always got the outfit type thing. And it's not about having the outfit. It's just about feeling confident in the skin you're in to go and look your best, to be proud of yourself, to dress yourself well, to look and feel your best is part of the power aspect of charisma. Definitely is. Taking care of your fitness, as we've discussed during 30X, is definitely a part of that, keeping that. I think another part of the power, which I'm not going to spend a lot of time on it, but body language is definitely a part of it. Power poses, you know, the old hands on the hips and the strength poses and that sort of thing, and holding yourself well is definitely a part of it. I know for me as a young man, that was definitely not a part of my world. It was sort of, you know, hide in the back. And because I'm 6'4" tall, it was always like, you know, maybe just hide down here a little bit or sit down and not be a part of it. True. So I think that, you know, holding yourself strong and holding yourself in an environment and just being willing to join a group is, it is a part of it. The final one, which is a simple little trick, is to control the environment in some way. Like if you sit down at dinner, just move a few things on the table and just move it around. So, you know, I'm in control of the environment. I'm moving things around. You know, if you're happy to move a chair or happy to push two tables together type thing, that's sort of, it is a charismatic trait that they control some level of the physical environment around them, move some things, do some stuff, help out with things. I think that's a really important aspect of it. So let's move to warmth, because I think warmth, if I was to look at this, the power is definitely an important part. The presence is definitely an important part. To me, the warmth is the one that makes the big difference in those other two. You can be super curious and have that power stance and just not have any warmth, and it doesn't come across as charismatic. It comes across as, well, something other than charismatic. Let's just put it that way. So, a person with warmth, let's describe them just a little bit and see what that looks like. They're the caring person, okay? They're very caring. They're approachable. They're the caring person. They're very approachable, empathetic. They're almost like the person that you feel like they're going to give you a hug. You know, it's like you walk in, the hug is there, the warm handshake, the caring, the touch in the elbow, the hands together, all of this type of stuff. You know, you feel the warmth from these people. You feel that there is a caringness to them. It is definitely something that's hard to fake and easy to notice if someone is faking it, okay? It really is. If they're pretending to care about others, it's kind of obvious in that scenario, okay? And there's a level of gratitude, I guess, to the warm person. The curious gratitude, that natural thing. If you go back to, you know, the curiousness of the presence, I think it fits in as well with this. They're the type of person that, you know, they sort of think of you as family, or you would think of them as family. It would be great to hang out with them. I want them to be my best friend type thing. You know, it's that sort of a feeling. It's almost like no matter where they are, they're the host, okay? They're the type of person that they're the host. They're amiable. They make people feel welcome, and it's like they welcome people into an event. It's like, you know, when I taught people networking and business stuff, it's like, you got to act like the host, whether you're the host or not. If you're at a networking function, you be the host. If you're at a party, act like the host. Welcome people. Greet them in. Say, hey, great to see you. Fantastic. Good to have you here. Be that person. I think the other thing, warmth doesn't just have to happen in the moment. They're also the person that always has the perfect gift or the card or sends flowers or does that sort of thing. I think if you're looking to be that warm, charismatic person, you got to know it's not just an in-the-moment thing. But in the moment, they are the person that takes care of just the little things. They help out with the little things. They do that helping out. There's a level of warmth with that. I know, you know, when I go to a friend's party or something, I'm always the first guy to dive behind the bar and help serve drinks, or the first one to try and help at the barbecue or stuff like that. And I think that it's not done through any fakeness. I like helping. I like helping people. I like being the one that helps out. I enjoy getting people a drink. People come to my house and you know, we often entertain, and we have people we entertain for business and stuff. And I'm behind the bar getting drinks. My wife's behind the bar getting drinks. And people are like, you guys don't have someone to do that? Yeah, we could hire someone to do that, but that's not as much fun. I enjoy doing this. I enjoy being the bar guy, the hanging out type thing. It saves me buying a bar and losing a bunch of money on it type thing. Although I know business, I'd probably make money on it. I think a massive part of the warm, charismatic person is they ask you to help, okay? They ask you for a small favor. They ask you to do something. Hey, can I get a hand on this? Hey, would you mind giving me a hand with this? Hey, would you mind helping out on this thing? You know, they ask you for help, which comes across with a good, charismatic person, not as begging or pleading. It comes across as they value you and they value your help. They value you giving them a hand. It's an important part of charisma is they definitely ask you to be a part of things. I guess that also then, and whether it's a charity thing or the cause they have or just helping out at a function or a party or something like that, it doesn't matter. I think they make you feel, well, they give you sincere compliments too. They're compliments. It's rare to meet a charismatic person who doesn't have some form of a compliment for the people that they get to meet, some form of a compliment that says, wow, this is amazing, that sort of thing. I think that that is definitely a part of it. And again, it's easy to pick it up when someone's faking that stuff. It really is. So it's got to be sincere. It has to be. They make you feel relaxed, too. I think that's probably a part of it. You know, make you feel at home, make you feel relaxed and put you at ease. And I think that's some of that. It's interesting. Some of the most charismatic people I've ever met, it's like they have kind eyes. I don't know how to put it any other way than they have kind eyes. I remember thinking about eyes. My wife was on that TV show Project Runway as one of the models many years ago. They talk about that. You got to smile with your eyes. It's smizing. And I'm like, I don't get what that means. Huh. Now I get it. Because kind eyes, it's sort of a thing that you can just tell there's a kindness to that person behind there. I think that a lot of that can probably be a smile as well. I think having the right smile is they're always smiling, always seem happy, and so that's where fun and happiness kick into the charisma type thing. I like to think that the charismatic person always offers you a drink. I'm not sure if that's the truth, but it's just what I like to do. Be it a tea or coffee or water or something. I always like to offer people a juice or a snack or a something just to, help them out, make them feel comfortable, make them feel at home, and get them a drink and have one with them. Say, listen, I'm going to have one, so what would you like? And just make them feel comfortable with that sort of thing. That's definitely charismatic. The greeting, I go back to, the hug, the warm handshake, all that stuff. But when they greet you, they don't just, hey, good to have you here. They're actually with you at the greeting. They're actually a part of being with you at the greeting. I remember one time meeting someone famous who literally the greeting was, hey, how you doing? Can I get a drink? I was like, hang on. That guy had no charisma whatsoever, not presence, none of that sort of stuff. And it's just like, huh, that explains a lot, that particular person. Anyway, the charismatic person also does make an effort with dates, okay, like anniversaries, birthdays, all that sort of stuff. Charismatic person is often really strong like that. And I know my wife is an extraordinary charismatic woman, and I still remember the day when I started to fall for my wife. It was my birthday, and we'd only just met, but she called me for my birthday. Didn't send a text or a Facebook message. She called me, and I was like, I turned to my buddy, and I said, you know what? This gal I met the other week seems real nice. She actually called me for my birthday, and that was kind of one of those things. Charismatic people go out of their way to make you feel good, and going out of their way to make you feel good is sometimes all about making certain that they remember those little things, taking care of the little things. So overall, it is a learned skill. It's something we get good at. And it's not done through being fake or anything crazy like that. It's done because you actually are a good person who cares about other good people. Being charismatic is a strong way to get the world moving in your favor. Learn these skills. Practice these skills. Get better at all of them. You are an amazing person. If you practice these skills, the charisma will flow. It's not that hard. It's actually pretty easy. If a shy young kid like me can learn charisma and being charismatic, you can too. Hey, this is 30X. We got a lot more to cover the next few days. Let's finish up strong. Go take some time. Look at your charisma list. What are the things you want to practice in the next 24 hours? Let's get working on. I'll see you in 24 hours. This is 30X. Let's do this.